The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Okay. Settle down, children. It's time to get into Am I the Jerk? And this one's going to either trigger you one way or trigger you in the other way. But today is not going to be a sweep. I could almost guarantee you that. If I know you, today's not going to be a sweep. Or you might prove me wrong. I guess I don't know you at all. I don't know. Let me just get into it. Because Amy wrote in and said, am I the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open gifts? Says, hi, Allie and DZ. When I grew up, our family all ripped open our presents at the same time. Everyone at once got to chaotically open their presents and show everyone what we got if we wanted to. Well, now I'm married and my husband's family loves to sit, and their tradition is to watch everyone open each gift one by one. It's a slow and painful way to go, especially on the holidays. Amy says, I don't understand why we have to do this. It takes forever. Not to mention, I don't care for the individual attention as everyone glares at me when I'm opening presents. At this point, I would rather save my presents and open them at home privately. But that's not the quote-unquote tradition. And my husband says that I'd be the jerk if I did that. But I don't know. Am I the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open gifts or open my own in front of everyone? Amy. Well, Amy, I get it. It's awkward. It's like the singing happy birthday at a restaurant concept. You feel like the room is watching. I don't disagree. Now, where I do disagree is the fact that it's kind of what y'all do. Now, I know you didn't grow up this way, but he did. Now, who's to say you can't modify, you can't change, you guys do things differently. But it sounds like this is pretty locked in and everybody opens presents one by one and you watch them and then you go, oh, I like that shirt. And then they open the next package and, oh, I like that pair of socks. Then you open the next package and you're still staring at the same person. Oh, you got a gift card. Oh, yay. Man, what is it about that? Is it because the people that gave you the gift like to watch you joyfully open it and see the reaction and surprise? Because it really doesn't make sense, right? You're opening your presents. It's fun to share and show, but that's not what everybody likes to do. But one by one, oh, that's daunting. Oh, that's daunting. And especially when you got, you know, bigger families, bro, it takes a while. It does. Certain families do certain things. You know, my family, we'll go in a circle and kind of open presents, but it's not like we're waiting and watching. It's more of, you know, you take a turn, you take a turn, you take a turn, and we are looking at each other, open gifts, but it doesn't feel like it's a crazy, oh my gosh. It's more like, oh, what present is this? Here, it's your present. You open it. Oh, what present is this? Here, you open it. Oh my gosh, wait, I think my family does presents one by one. I just never realized it was one by one because it was never just the one person. Oh, snap. I think I'm calling you the jerk because this is traditional in my household, and I didn't even realize this was our tradition. Uh-oh. I'm realizing something live on air, y'all. We open presents one by one, and it's never bothered me because it never felt like it was one by one because it was, oh, DZ's present. Oh, Aaron's gift. Oh, Mom's gift. Oh, the boys. Oh, sister. Oh, cousin. As you plucked from the tree, everybody got the present, and slowly, yeah, you'd open more and more presents, but it was one by one. Yikes. Either way, I think I'm calling you the jerk. It's tradition. It's Christmas. That's what they do. That's how they grew up. And you grew up a whole different way. You can't impose your want and will on his family. At least that's how I feel about it. Personal opinions only on this side, y'all. And today's Am I the Jerk is going to go one of two ways. You're either saying, yeah, she's a jerk for not wanting to open and watch everyone open gifts one by one, or you're going to say, no, she's doing what she would prefer to do. It's her holiday, too. And if she doesn't want to open presents in front of somebody, that's okay. Some people genuinely don't like that much attention on their person, and I get it. I don't necessarily care to be the center of attention in a lot of cases, and I guess I don't notice it when it happens until it's too late, and then I'm already in it, and I can't be the bad guy. But Amy's saying she don't care. She'll be the bad guy. I don't want to open presents in front of people. Her husband said she's the jerk. I'm kind of saying she's the jerk. We don't really get to decide, though. The listeners do. 414-533-1037 is the number. Is Amy the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open presents at Christmas? Ooh, the lines are on fire. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, we decide Amy's fate today. Because Amy wrote in and says, am I the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open gifts? Not wanting to open gifts as everyone watches? So the way she grew up, all her family just ripped the presents open. Everybody at the same time, they went crazy. But now she's married and her husband's family, they do it the complete opposite way. They're opening gifts one by one. And they're watching each other. She says it's slow and painful. Doesn't understand. She doesn't like it. Doesn't care for it. And doesn't like the attention that everyone gives while they're glaring at you. But she said at this point, she'd rather just open the presents at home privately. Her husband said the jerk. I kind of am leaning towards jerk, but I don't decide. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting to watch and not wanting everyone to watch opening gifts. It's timely, y'all. It is definitely timely. So let's just hop up into it. We got one of the OG regulars called 5 days in a row. One of the first 5 days in a row at that. Put some respect on her name. It's Bella in Kenosha. Morning, Bella.
Good morning.
What's good, fam? All right, let's jump right into it because I know you know how this goes. Is she the jerk or is she not the jerk for the present situation?
Yeah, so straight into it, she's definitely a jerk.
Okay.
Like, the whole point of, like, you know, holidays and spending time is spending time.
Yeah.
And looking at people and, like, engagement. Like, so it annoys you or you're bothered by the fact that it's not super quick and, like, glaring. Like, what kind of Christmas party where you feel like people are glaring at you? Maybe because you're acting like you don't want to be there.
Yeah, I think she feels that she's being glared at when family's really just like looking intently with love,
right?
You know, trying to see if she liked the present, right?
Yeah, it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems really rude, honestly.
Ooh.
And if you don't want to be there, then don't be there. Don't participate.
Ooh.
You don't get presents then, but be grateful that you have a family and be able to receive gifts and
That's
give
really
gifts.
True. That peeling it back
it
a little bit. Yeah, taking it off of the surface of the situation. It's about being grateful. And I hear what you're saying. It doesn't sound like she's being really grateful to even just be there. She's going, oh, this is annoying.
Or give me my presents. I want to go.
I want to open them in the car on the way home while nobody's watching, secretly.
Right. And I get that not wanting to be the center of attention, but It's not about you, baby girl.
Yeah. What if she's judgmental? What if she can't hold her face, right? And she, like, if she doesn't like something, she, like, makes a face right away, and people just, ooh, what if this is a, Bella? Okay, you kicked it off the right way. You say jerk.
Thank you. Yep. Hey, girl. Hey, Santino. Have a good day, everybody.
Squad. All right, fam. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye. Love. Peace. Kicks it off. Bella says jerk. Now we got somebody on the way. Earning their own theme song. They're actually on day three on a roll, going crazy. Megan in Milwaukee, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, buenos dias. All right, you heard Bella go, starts it off, said jerk, not being grateful, tradition doesn't matter, peeling it back a little bit, going, you're not even happy to be there? What's wrong with you?
Listen, she is absolutely not the jerk, and I'm a bit triggered about this, TV, because...
Okay, talk.
My family has done that for years. The tradition of opening gifts, you know, individually, one by one, you stare, you ooh, you ah.
Yeah.
However, as we got older, it became sitting there watching my mom and her husband opening up 40 gifts, you know, and that's great that they want to get each other those gifts. However, when you're sitting there and you're just watching someone opening up.
Presents that, yeah, now it becomes a surprise. Oh, I hear what you're saying. It's different when it's a whole family thing. But if I didn't get you that present, I don't necessarily care to watch you open it.
Well, and you're just sitting there and you literally have one gift in front of you and that's it. Because, you know, there's that price tag amount. And so there was one year we have a rug just standing up, not even wrapped, nothing. And they literally put it as me, my husband's Christmas presents plus my birthday. And we're just sitting there watching all these gifts get open. We're just staring at this rug like, really?
We ain't got nothing to I mean, I guess we'll unwrap it when we get home to put it down. But aside from that.
Again, I'm very grateful for anything that I get. But at the same time, I had a personal talk with my family, and I'm like, listen, I don't like it, but, you know, again, she is not the jerk.
Not the jerk, because she really is just saying how she feels about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I respect the answer, and honestly, with personal experience, I'd be salty if I'm sitting here watching you open, watch, some new shoes, you got some clothes, that's cool, a nice new bag, okay, cool, another one, another present, okay, all right, okay, this is 12, okay, this is the 12th present, I don't disagree with you, actually, at all, Megan, say less, we're split 50-50, appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Have a great day. You too. Talk to you tomorrow for day four. Like I said, she's on the roll. Speaking on the roll, we got somebody that's got some big shoes to fill. Calling out of Sheboygan. Shout out Sheboygan. We got Taylor. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, DZ.
Wepa. Now, Taylor, I know big shoes would be in a tiebreaker, but I believe in you. You in Sheboygan. You in my neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying? Like, I spent some time up there, if you don't know. Shout out Lakeland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go Muskies. Class of 2019 here.
Muskie. Hey, Muskie gang. Old Muskies in the house. Okay, now let's get back. Now that we know that we are kindred spirits and Sheboygan Lakeland alums, talk to me. Yes. What do you think? Tiebreaker. I actually love this. What do you say?
I don't know. Moral compass coming in hot today.
Right?
Okay, so I'm an only child, only grandchild.
Oh.
So if I'm saying this, she's a big old jerk.
Hey. So, okay, define it, because being only child, only grandchild, this means you got a lot of attention. I ain't going.
And it was always about me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 35 now. I'm a teacher, and I talk to my kids about this all the time. The world does not revolve around you. It revolves around the sun.
Yeah.
It's one time a year, and you know what? It's about finding joy in other people's happiness, and if it bothers her, it sounds a lot like she's complaining and not like it seriously makes her feel uncomfortable. She's a jerk for two reasons. She's a jerk because she's not getting her way and she's, you know, pitching a fit about it.
Right.
And then she's also a jerk because she's not talking to his family about it. She's complaining about it on the radio. So, like, you're acting childish, but not by not taking initiative to remedy the situation.
To say anything. And I hear what you're saying, and my I had the same thought and went, yeah, but at the same time, it's a lot easier to tell people you don't know and ask an opinion than to confront the situation with the family that you've created and the family you married into, and you don't want to start no drama, so you're going, let me decide. Let me decide on Allie and DZ if I should even say anything, because if I'm the jerk, I'm not going to say nothing.
Well, now she knows.
Now she knows. Mic dropping. Let's go, yeah. Taylor. We got to talk to you again. You smart. You good with it. Must be that Lakeland degree.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, Mr. Krabs all day.
Oh, shout out Mr. Krabs. Shout out Charlie Krabs. That
Charlie.
Boy. If you know, you know. If you don't, yeah. Hey, man. Lakeland.edu.
Check him out.
Shameless plug. Hashtag. It actually isn't that. Yeah. No. It's worked out. It's washed. Listen, she's the jerk.